This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I have an Irish-tinted show for you today because this show is recorded on 17th of March, and that's St. Patrick's Day. And although most of you will be receiving the show a little bit later than the 17th of March, I think it's great opportunity to play some of the Irish influences in bluegrass music. So it's a real mixed bag today, and one of the reasons why it's a mixed bag, apart from being St. Patrick's Day, is that I just got back from 2 weeks in Australia, and I arrived home last night, and I'm in the studio this morning, and not as prepared as I could be. But I think you'll enjoy the show anyway, and I'll be doing a bit of reminiscing about meeting up with old friends in Australia and playing a bit of Irish music. And so there's all sorts of things on here. And we're going to kick it off with Hot Rise doing one of the best non-Irish Irish songs that I know. It was one written by Pete Goble and Leroy Drum, and it's a song called Colleen Malone, and Hot Rise did a great version of it. Tim O'Brien lead vocals, playing mandolin, Nick Forster bass, harmony vocals, Charles Sawtell guitar, and Pete Wernick banjo, and this is a great song, Colleen Malone. Let's hear it.
It's been 10 years and three since I first went to sea, since I sailed from old Ireland and home. But those hills lush and green were a part of my dream when I dreamed of my Colleen Malone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away to a grave on a hill overlooking the mill. That's the place where she's sleeping today. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone. Faithful each day as I sailed far away, there was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone. All the years of my life I will not take a wife, I will live in this valley alone, planting flowers around in the soft, gentle ground that is holding my Colleen Malone. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone.
Almost as if they tried to write the classic Irish song, isn't it? What a beauty that one is. That was Colleen Malone from Hot Rise. Oh, well, I'd like to get on with the show and play a tune that's got nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day or anything Irish, as far as I can tell. It's the Earls of Leicester doing their Flat and Scruggs repertoire, as you can imagine. Sean Camp on lead vocals, Charlie Cushman on banjo, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Tim O'Brien again on mandolin, and a bit of harmony in there. Johnny Warren on fiddle, the son of the original fiddle player, Paul Warren, and Barry Bales on bass. Barry Bales on bass. He'd have to play bass with a name like that, wouldn't he? And here they are doing Don't Let Your Deal Go Down.
Well, I've been all around this whole wide world. I've been down to sunny Alabama. My mama always told me, son, never let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let
your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down till there's no dollars gone.
Last time I seen that gal of mine, she's standing in the door. She said, honey, I'll be a long time gone. You'll never see your gal no more.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down till your last old dollar's gone.
I'm gonna take my rocking chair. If these doggone blues don't leave my mind, I'm gonna rock away from here.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down till your last old dollar's gone.
Such a good rendition of that song, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. Okay, we're going to hear an Irish tune now. This is from a New Zealand fiddle player, Marion Burns, really one of the leading fiddle players in New Zealand. She's upheld Irish music as well as playing a whole bunch of other things. It's St. Patrick's Day today, so I'm sure Marion will be very busy. She's a delight to play music with. I've had the opportunity a few times, and she is real good fun to play music with. This is a tune from her Just Fiddling Around album, and she's backed by Mark Stephen, Mike McCarthy, Robin Galley puts down most of the guitar tracks for this tune. It's one called The Mason's Apron, and no matter where you were on St. Patrick's Day, if you were celebrating, you'd probably hear this tune. Marion Burns.
Thank you.
good sudden finish from there. Thanks, Marion. She always pushes things along at a great speed. It's an excellent tune. I know we've recorded that a few times with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Colleen Trentworth playing fiddle, and it's such a fun tune to play. Thank you, Marion Burns, for playing that for us on St. Patrick's Day. I need to remind you all to get tickets to You, Me and Everybody, a great bluegrass band, very progressive sound, and they're playing somewhere near you. We've had a bunch of concerts already in the last 4 days. They'll be working hard. The next concert that you might be able to catch is in New Plymouth on the 20th of March. So that'll be worth going to. You, Me, Everybody, it's their midnight album tour. So 20th of March, they're playing at the Little Theatre in New Plymouth. 21st of March, they're playing at the Hokafitu Bowling Club in Palmerston North. On the 10th of April, they're playing at Village Music in Auckland. 11th of April, they're playing 116 in Whangarei, and then there's a few more gigs later in the year. But you can go online to the You, Me, Everybody or YME page in New Zealand, .co.nz, I think it is, and catch them and find out where to get tickets. But please go to the concerts and support them. They're a fine band, play excellent music, do some great vocals, and I think you'll will enjoy it. If you have any feeling whatsoever for acoustic music, those guys and girl do a great job. What are we going to hear now, Paul? We're going to hear from Larry Sparks' album Way Back When, and this is a song called Since I Met You Baby. Larry's playing guitar and doing his usual distinctive vocals. Evan Wilson mandolin, tenor vocals, Tyler Mullins banjo, Michael Fagan fiddle. Now that sounds like an Irishman, doesn't it? Perfect for today. And Larry D. Sparks on bass. Sounds like a second generation. And Ron Stewart is playing the fiddle and the banjo on this tune that I've selected, which is Since I Met You Baby. Here's Larry Sparks.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And everybody tells me that I'm not the same. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to, 'cause since I met you, baby, all I need is you. Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. I'm gonna try to please you in every way I can. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to, 'cause since I met you, baby, all I need is you.
He's a good singer, lovely tone to his voice, and I really enjoy his music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth, and today's show is partly about St. Patrick's Day with a slight Irish feel to it, and it's partly a mishmash because I only got back from Australia last night, and I'm in the studio this morning recording the show, and I'm a couple of hours out of sync as Australia is 2 hours behind New Zealand, but that's all right. I'm not sure whether I'm wide awake or sleepy, but we're having a good show, and I hope you're enjoying it. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we enjoy bluegrass music down here. I've lived here most of my life, and we have played bluegrass music since hearing Flattened Scruggs, and just the usual pathway for young musicians. You hear Flattened Scruggs say, I'd like to play like that, and find out there's a whole genre behind that sound, and I've been immersed in that genre ever since. So I hope you enjoy sharing the music with me. I've got shelves full of CDs, and I'll pick a few of them for the show and play them in the hope that you'll enjoy it. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they were the people that supplied me with my first banjo way back in 1965. Just started work and I bought a Framus five-string banjo. I thought it was the best thing I'd ever seen, and learned to go thumb, index, and various other combinations of those sorts of roles, and had a great time learning bluegrass banjo. Shearer's Music Works still do a great job of supplying instruments to embryo musicians and experienced musicians. They've got a great range of guitars and violins and mandolins and banjos. I'm not quite sure what else. But go and see them. They'll help you out. Shearer's Music Works, I'm glad they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, let's hear from Hot Rise again. This is from the Take It Home album, and it's a track called Money to Burn, which is not true at all. As I said, I've just returned from Australia, and a good way to use up money is to travel, and you find all sorts of things that your Visa card has to pay for. And I certainly don't have money to burn, but maybe they do with this song. We better listen to the words. Hot Rise.
There's nothing to some ladies like money in your hand. Love is some poetic fantasy. Let the ladies have my money and let the devil take his turn. When I have money to burn, when I have money to burn. Now if I had a nickel for every broken promise that I have made in my life, I never seem to learn. I would have money to burn. I would have money to burn. If I had a nickel for every this moment that I have spent like water day by day. Like some man-made fun, there's upon my bed I turn. I would have my lady burn. I would have my lady burn. Some ladies like money in your hand. Love to some poetic fantasy. Let the ladies have my money and let the devil take his turn. When I have money to burn. When I have money to burn. When I have money to burn. When I have money to burn.
Yeah, all the things that you can do when you've got money to burn, eh? Oh, well, I don't know if that applies to you, but it doesn't quite apply to me yet. Well, when I went to Australia, my purpose of my visit was to have a family time with my sister's family, celebrating her 80th birthday. So that part of the trip was in South Australia, in Adelaide and south of Adelaide, down to the town of Robe. And we had a great time together as a family, and I had a bit of a drive to get back to the airport, which was exciting, a four-hour drive leaving Robe at 6 in the morning to get back to the airport in time for my flight to Sydney. And I was glad I was wide awake, because when you're driving in Australia, you have to beware of kangaroos crossing the road, and that's exactly what I saw. And I was whipping along at the speed limit in the little Mazda, and all of a sudden the big kangaroo jumped across the road, and I slapped on the brakes and must have left a significant amount of rubber on the road. But we missed the kangaroo. We pulled up before it, and it just looked at me and hopped to the side. Traveling in Australia is different, folks, and it was a lot of fun. And I got over to Sydney to see some old friends, and I'll tell you about those just a little bit of time. But one of the friends that I went to see was Anne Kirkpatrick. And first met Anne when we worked with the Slim Dusty Show in Australia in the early 1970s, both as the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and as Paul and Colleen Trenwith. And Anne is Slim and Joy's daughter, and she was just getting into music. She was late teenager at university and enjoying the family music, but also getting into country music and bluegrass music. And we participated in her first album, as did her parents, the very famous Slim Dusty and the very famous Joy Kirkpatrick, her parents. And what a rhythm section they provided on some of the tracks on the album. And Anne will probably be horrified that I'm playing her first album instead of her fifth album. She gave me a whole bunch of her albums, which I'm absolutely delighted to get. And we talked about the old times and the good times that we had recording. So I'm going to play two tracks from her first album, and one of them is a very traditional song, John Hardy. And you can hear Anne's approach. She's got a lovely voice, young, sounds great. And then an Australian song called Homestead Blues. And on the first one, I'm playing banjo, and Colin Watson's playing guitar. Joy Kirkpatrick is playing bass, and Slim Dusty is playing rhythm guitar. On the second one, Homestead Blues, Colleen Trenwith was playing the fiddle and the mandolin. Guitar is done by Colin Watson, bass is by Joy McKean. A little bit of rhythm acoustic by Paul Trenwith. That's me. And Doug Gallagher is doing some drums. Fine drummer. Here's from Anne Kirkpatrick's Down Home album, John Hardy, and then the Homestead Blues.
John Hardy, he was a desperate little man, carried two guns every day, shot a man. of happy days we knew, but things that once brought gladness kind of erased the thought of you. The lonely blue of evening settles down on hill and tree, and cattle lowing by the stream only serve to torture me. To have you back once more.
That's a very young Ann Kirkpatrick doing the Homestead Blues. And before that, it was John Hardy. And listening to those tracks brings back a lot of memories, I tell you. We had such fun in the studio. And working with Ann generally, we played on her albums. There's another one that we participated in. And then in subsequent years, she's done other albums with some of the superb Australian musicians that you get over there. And Anne played on our albums too, on many of the tracks that I opened the show with. Anne is playing bass, and she's a fine bass player, as well as being an excellent singer. So we sat and talked for ages and had a good time, and it was very exciting to see each other again after some 50 years. Probably is just about 50 years. Oh, breaks your heart, doesn't it? And could even be more. Oh, let's get on with the show. I thought, being as it's St. Patrick's Day, it's time we featured an Irish band that I have some experience with. I heard from them is because some of them listened to my show. And when I had the opportunity for a trip to Ireland, I contacted Dr. Des Walsh of the band Whistle and said, "We're coming to Dublin. Any chance of getting to meet you?" So he arranged a concert night in a pub, Irish pub, of course. And we went to their pub and met lots and lots of people and listened to some loud music, and they had a lot of fun playing, and I got to jam with them, and we had a good time. So the band Whistle is a little bit special to me. This is their first album out of the band. The band is Jerome Corby, Des Walsh, Carl Lombard. I think Carl's a banjo player. I'm not quite sure of what I'm talking about here. Andy Slowey, Enid Conahan is a fiddle player, Brian McGuinness. They always work with a little bit of percussion, and they got a big, full, very much a sort of pub sound in many ways, which really suits the way they play and perform. And I can say that because I've seen them do it. And here they are doing a song that they wrote themselves. It's one called The Harvest Song. Here's the band Whistle from Dublin, Ireland. It's their harvest song. That was the band Whistle from Dublin, Ireland, and that was because we're having St. Patrick's Day, and we're first in the world to get to St. Patrick's Day because New Zealand's just positioned thusly on the timeline. So lots of people will be following behind us, so it's good to get that track played there. Sounded like a party was going on all the time that they were playing, wasn't that so? Well, I need to say hi to all the people listening in on access radio stations throughout New Zealand, throughout Canada, throughout the USA. Really appreciate the fact that you leave your radio on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on the air, and I hope you're enjoying the rather eclectic bunch of music that I'm playing. It's all of it comes under a broad title of bluegrass music, and every now and then we get some classic bluegrass, but we get lots of little bits around the edges as well. I play all this music from my shelves. I don't use AirPlay Direct, so I've usually got some sort of experience with the music that I'm playing, so that you're getting my tastes, I guess. What do I need to say? All the people who tune to the podcast too, really appreciate you doing that, and I know that I go with some of you on your walks or your motorbike rides or your car rides, or I'm in the background while you're working away. Really appreciate that. Lots of people tell me that they enjoy this show and always got it on and enjoy the back issues as well. Thank you very much for checking out the archives. There's all sorts of good music being played there. Now, talking about good music being played, I need to tell you about a concert coming up very soon, and it's the Trenwiths, and that's me playing banjo and my sons Tim and Sam. Tim plays the double bass, Sam plays the guitar and does most of the songwriting and the lead singing, Tim sings the tenor harmony, and my oldest grandson Tyler plays percussion, harmonica, and sings the baritone harmony, and we have a lot of fun playing as a three-generational bluegrass-ish group. A lot of the music I play is bluegrass-ish, and we're playing 3 p.m. Saturday, 28th of March, as part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival. And the concert is at what they call the Woolshed at the Tiawa Life Care Village. Tickets are $25 from Paper Plus Cambridge, or you can get them online at www.humanitix.co.nz. And we've got a two-hour concert lined up with some special guests that you'll enjoy. A pair of the guests are my oldest son, Jeremy, and his wife, Victoria. They're parents of Tyler, who plays percussion in our band. And we also have Pam Finlay doing some songs in the concert. So we've got a varied concert for you. And if you really like a wide range of music, you can go the night before, Friday the 27th of March at 7 p.m. The concert is featuring the Hamilton Big Band, Fabulous Rhythm and Blues Review. And my oldest son, Jeremy, father of Tyler, is playing trombone in that band. So there's lots of Trenwiths at Tiawa Life Care Village, not this weekend, but the next weekend. Get a ticket if you can. Come along. I don't know how long I'm going to go on doing concerts. At 79 years old, my fingers aren't working quite as well as they used to. The boys insist and say, oh, no, we'll tell you when you can't play anymore, and so we still seem to be playing, and I still seem to be keeping up, so we'll keep doing the concerts, but I'd love to see you there, and if you come, tell me that you heard about it on Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's get on with the music and play one of the Trenwith songs. This is one Sam wrote, of course, and it's called Hey Kid, and this is the sort of thing you might hear at the show.
Somehow the Lord, he loves you when you're lost or found. But you don't seem to care about the way you wear your hair. You're living tough, but you're still a friend of mine. Hey kid, it's an open road. Get on your skateboard and free your soul. There's no better opportunity even now. There's always something new waiting just for you. Put your traveling shoes on, you're going for a ride. Life ain't always what it seems. Someone's have double meanings. The grass will always be green. The sea is always moving. Double meanings. The grass will always be green. change. In this ever-changing world, I'll be the same.
Hey Kid, that's a trend with Sam Trend with singing lead there and singing a song about constancy, I guess it really is. And it's good advice for a kid. Hey Kid, let's hear from the Earls of Leicester doing their Flat and Scruggs songs again. Here they are doing The Wandering Boy.
This boy's wandering all alone. No one to guide him or keep his footsteps right. Some other's boy's lonely tonight. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other left to give me joy. This tail-lipped mother with faded cheeks and hair. She's at the old home waiting him there. Chair, and an old pair of shoes that once he did wear. Empty's the cradle that once he loved so well. How I miss him, there's no one can tell. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other left to give me joy. Just tell him, mother, with faded cheeks and hair. She's at the old home waiting him there. Till you find him and bring him back to me. Far, far away, wherever he may be. Just tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair. She's at the old home waiting him there. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other left to give me joy. Just tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair. She's at the old home waiting.
Oh, some classic bluegrass there from the Earls of Leicester. I guess I'm the wandering boy, having just got home from being in Australia. 24 hours ago anyway, I was in Australia. Just amazing to think about it. While I was there, I met up with my old friend Bruce O'Hara. And met Bruce mid-1974, early 1975, not quite sure when. And Bruce O'Hara and Charlie Boyter had a gospel band called Country Sound. And Colleen and I used to go and play with them when we didn't have other commitments with the Slim Dusty Show. And I really got my inclination and my feeling for gospel music from Bruce and Charlie and the way they played. And our gospel band was very much based on their one. So in the week that I spent with Bruce, we sat around picking on some old tunes. Bruce has a phenomenal memory for verses, and he knows country songs from way back, and does a great job of singing them and playing guitar. But I've got the album that we first recorded with them called Travelling On, and it's a song. I've selected a song that they wrote, one called There's No Telling. And Charlie Borger's doing the lead guitar work and singing part of the vocal. Bruce O'Hara's doing the rhythm guitar work, doing the other part of the vocal. Alan James on bass. And I play banjo, and Colleen plays fiddle and a bit of mandolin. And this is a sound that we used to make all those years ago, and we were doing a little bit of it just this last week. A lot of fun, I'll tell you. Here we go with There's No Telling.
I want to live for Jesus, want to give to Jesus, cause this life I'm living Jesus gave to me. Want to sing for Jesus and return to Jesus all the talents that he gave to me. He made me happy, he made me new, he gave me peace of mind and friendship too. He's closer than a brother, more loving than a mother, and there's no telling what he can do for you. I know that's what he wants me to do. He'll go with me all the way to the final judgment day. He's the only one I'll trust to see me through. He made me happy, he made me new, he gave me peace of mind and friendship too. He's closer than a brother, more loving than a mother, and there's no telling what he can do for you.
Fun song, eh? And a good message in it too. Written by Bruce and Charlie and sung by them, and good fun picking along with it. And we had a great time just this last week. Well, we're getting near the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed this show. It's been a real mixture, and we jumped from one thing to the next. And it's St. Patrick's Day. You have to remember that. It's my return from Australia and visiting old friends and playing music with them, so you have to remember that. And apart from that, it was just good fun, and bluegrass is a bit like this, isn't it? It's a real mixture of all sorts of things. Remember to get your tickets for You, Me, Everybody, and also definitely get your tickets for the Trendleths on the 28th of March at TR Life Care Village. We'll take it out with Larry Sparks and his band playing a tune called Sleeping Lula. Tune in again next week, won't you?
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.